When I was 11 years old, my father decided he needed a new wall on the front of his shop. It would be a big wall, roughly 12 feet high by 20 feet long. The old wall was crumbling, and he was sick of looking at it. But rather than hire a contractor or a construction company, he thought it would be a good project for my younger brother, Harry, and me. Daddy-O did the demolition. I remember looking at that gaping hole in excruciating disbelief. I was utterly certain that there would never be a wall there ever again. Every day, for nearly a year, my brother and I would go to my father's shop after school to work on that wall. He made us do everything ourselves. We dug the footing, mixed the mortar, and carried the buckets. I still remember the formula. 2 parts cement, 1 part sand, 1 part lime. Harry was in charge of the hose. We'd mix the pile with the shovels out on the sidewalk and then fill 2 gallon buckets and lay our separate bricks. We did it without any rebar or wood forms, just one of those levels with the little water bubble in the middle. If you know anything about construction, you know this is a loony-ass way to do this. If we keep it real, this is chain gang kind of labor. Today, we would just call Child Protective Services. This is a job so tedious and unnecessarily long that what ended up taking 2 kids most of a year would have only taken a team of grown men a couple of days at most. My brother and I worked weekends, holidays, vacations. We worked through the summer that year. It didn't matter. My father never took a day off, so neither could we. There were so many times I remember looking at that hole, totally discouraged. I couldn't see how this was ever going to end. The dimensions became unfathomably large in my mind. It seemed like we were building the Great Wall of West Philly, billions of red bricks stretching infinitely into some distant nowhere. I was certain that I would grow old and die still mixing concrete and carrying those buckets. But Daddy-O wouldn't let us stop. Every day we had to be there, mixing concrete, carrying buckets, laying bricks. It didn't matter if it was raining, if it was hot as hell, if I was mad, if I was sad, if I was sick, if I had a test the next day, there were no excuses. My brother and I tried to complain and protest, but it made no difference to Daddy-O. We were trapped. This wall was a constant. It was permanence. Seasons changed, friends came and went, teachers retired, but the wall remained. Always the wall remained. One day, Harry and I were in a particularly stank mood. We were dragging our feet and grumbling, impossible this and ridiculous that. Why we have to build a wall for anyway? This is impossible. It's never gonna get done. Daddy-O overheard us, threw down his tools, and marched over to where we were yapping. He snatched a brick out of my hand and held it up in front of us. Stop thinking about the damn wall, he said. There is no wall. There are only bricks. Your job is to lay this brick perfectly, then move on to the next brick, then lay that brick perfectly, then the next one. Don't be worrying about no wall. Your only concern is one brick. He walked back in the shop. Me and Harry just looked at each other, shook our heads. Old boy is a kook. And we just went back to mixing.